A bad bitch takes charge of her body, her boundaries, and her bank account. What's up, bad bitches? It's been a while since we've had a bad bitch tip, so let's get into it. Today, we are talking about boundaries and how to set strong boundaries, even if you've spent your whole life being a people pleaser. So, as you evolve, as you go from good girl to bad bitch, one of the inevitable things that happens is you start to outgrow the people that you always grew up with. Perhaps it's the friends, the family, the community. If you're a bad bitch who's constantly evolving and growing and stepping into her potential and putting herself in uncomfortable places so that you can grow, and the people that you've surrounded yourself with are not doing the same. They're not at the same level of passion or curiosity or desire or growth, then inevitably there is going to come a time in your life when you are going to have to make the hard decision of whether or not you keep these people in your life. Because the harsh truth is, if you are a bad bitch and you have places to go, dreams to fulfill, goals to accomplish, you cannot afford to be around people who are going to hold you back or keep you down. And in commandment number 5 of the Bad Bitch Business Bible, I have the commandment, a bad bitch curates her crew. And what I mean by this, in terms of curating your crew, is that you need to be extra careful that the people who you surround yourself with are motivating you, inspiring you, supporting you, empowering you, and that you're also doing the same for those people. Because I say that there is no neutral influence in your life. If someone isn't proactively adding value to you, then they are detracting value. And 99% of people are very happy just succumbing to the status quo. They're not trying to achieve more. They're not trying to create more impact in the world. Now, this is fine, and I am no way talking down about this. It's just not how I choose to live my life, because I know that there's no time to waste if I want to accomplish the big goals that I want to accomplish. Now, again, that doesn't mean that there's no time to relax, focus on self-care, nourish the relationships that really matter to you, but it means that most of us have these relationships in our lives that are just really not adding value to us, and they are wasting our time. They're not bringing additional joy or nourishment into our lives, and we hang on to these relationships because we have had a history with them, because we've had a lot of past memories with them. And this is a sunk cost, okay? I mean, how many times have we heard people staying in relationships for way longer than they have to, only because they have some sort of history, they have a sunk cost, and they're like, oh, I don't want to start again. This might not be the best influence for me. It might not be the best relationship for me. However, since we already have a history, I have to continue to sink my energy into this. And this just isn't true, because part of stepping into your bad bitch power is also realizing when to cut the cord, when to cut your losses, when you are starting to evolve into that next level, next version of yourself. And unfortunately, sometimes that requires you really being ruthless and thinking deeply about what your values are going forward. So this values conversation is very, very important. And I'll give you an example of one of my core values that can sometimes be off-putting to other people. So I really value growth, if you haven't been able to tell. And I am always curious. I'm always learning. I'm always asking questions. I love pushing myself to the next level and seeing how far I can go. And I love being around people who are equally growth oriented. So one of the things that I thought about, because I know growth is a core value of mine, and that's above stability. And that means I tend to be more risk-taking rather than risk-averse. There are some people who are on the total opposite spectrum, and that's totally cool. That is their core value. But as a core value of growth, I look at other people's growth rate. And so I remember when I was dating, one of the big things that I looked for in a potential partner was, what is their growth rate? Because in the past, it would often be that because I was constantly pushing myself, I would evolve faster than that person. And then the partner that I would end up feeling insecure because I was growing so quickly, that I was evolving so quickly, and they weren't growing at the same growth rate. And so for me, it was extra important to find someone who was not only supportive of my growth, but also was growing themselves, like really prioritized constantly evolving in their own journey, in their own career, in their own goals. And I've looked for that in terms of the new friends, the new community that I bring into my life too, because I want to also feel deep respect and admiration for anyone that I bring into my community and my crew, so that I can constantly feel inspired and empowered and motivated, even on times when I don't feel like a bad bitch. And I think the other thing is, because of the way that I am, I also feel that being around people who are growth oriented, they understand the challenges. They can empathize with a lot of the things that I go through. And they're not going to judge me if I want to talk about the bad bitch empire. They're not going to judge me if I say, I don't want to go out tonight. I really want to stay in and rest because I've had a long week. And in fact, sometimes they'll just want to join, or they'll be like, yeah, I'm here whenever you need. Like, let's talk through what you need. And we also support each other on our goals. So this is very different than if you are with people in your life who are questioning why you are constantly thinking about work, why you're constantly talking about your business, if they're questioning why you can't give them more attention, why you can't give them more time. And this happens, again, to a lot of people who are bad bitches with big goals. So what is uncomfortable when you are thinking through who is in your circle of friends and who you need to distance yourself from is the process of then saying, well, how do I do that? You know, I don't want to be a bitch. I don't want to, you know, cut them out entirely. And the truth is, you don't need to cut people out entirely. You just need to have boundaries for yourself. And boundaries means knowing what your values are, knowing what your non-negotiables are, knowing what you need to prioritize yourself so that you can feel good about how you are spending your time. And rather than judging yourself about how you want to prioritize your time or what you need to do for yourself, think about why it is so powerful and nourishing for you to prioritize your values and your goals. So, for example, let's say you have a friend who has tended to be quite negative. They don't like their job. They don't like what they're doing. They're complaining about their relationship. They're complaining about everything, right? And here you are trying to be optimistic, trying to work on your goals, and you're also struggling, right? You also have a lot on your plate. So the last thing you want to deal with is someone who is constantly complaining and constantly negative. So instead of sitting through a complaining session where they are being the victim, you can also set that boundary and do one of two things. You can be direct with where you are, which is that you care deeply about them as a friend, but right now you need to prioritize your work and your business, and you won't have as much time for them going forward. But if there's anything dire that they need, you are happy to support them in the capacity that you can. If you think this is a person who isn't going to take it well, that you need to prioritize new things and deprioritize this relationship, then you can just quietly distance yourself. There is not really any sort of confrontation that necessarily has to happen. Setting boundaries can sometimes simply be setting silent distance, right? You just don't need to be as responsive. You don't need to be the savior. You don't need to be the martyr. You don't need to be the person cleaning up everyone's mess. you can have your own boundaries and your own priorities and your own values. And when you do that for yourself, you feel good, your energy rises, and anybody that you interact with, suddenly you have more energy to give to the things that deeply nourish you, to the people that deeply nourish you. You can be a reciprocal motivation, inspiration, empowerment source for other people. And that's why boundaries are so important. That's why being clear on your values is so important, because it gives us back the time and energy that is often leaked to the wrong places, to the wrong people. So that's your bad bitch tip for the day. Remember, it is not bad to set strong boundaries. There's nothing to feel bad about. And even if you disappoint some people, even if some people don't like it, if you want to achieve the goals and dreams and build your empire, you need to have strong boundaries protecting the heart of the empire, which is you, queen. All right, that's all for today. Stand strong in your boundaries and always remember, bad bitches never settle. If you enjoyed this episode, take a screenshot, tag me at Lisa Carmen Wang, and make sure you check out thebadbitchempire.com for events, courses, and other cool shit. Thanks for tuning in to The Bad Bitch Empire.